welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This is the week to tip a pint or two of your favorite local brew and toast those helping to bring us great beer. It's American Craft Beer Week.
It's the biggest week for small breweries, I think is how it's billed. It's just that. It's a celebration. It's sponsored or at least promoted by the Brewers Association, which many small breweries are members of, almost all of them. And it's just a way to bring recognition to the hard work for the small little brew pubs and even the bigger regional breweries. It's a way for us to, you know, as an industry, get together and kind of raise a glass and say this is who we are and come out and try it.
That's Seth Cook of With Mike's Brewing in Brookings. He says there are events all week long around the state and around the nation.
There's a toast that's held that we all kind of toast together with everybody else in the nation. Some of the breweries have put together a collaborative beer, which is kind of fun because it's more of a distributed collaboration where there was one recipe and it was distributed to all of the guild members, and the people that could make it made that recipe.
The recipe is for an Imperial Porter that's now been made by brewers in all 50 states.
Released a campaign on it that says it's louder than 1,000 thundering Clydesdales. Together you're much stronger than one. We can make the same beer all over the nation and bring that to the, make it locally, but make it unified and bring that to the fans of craft beer. Crow Peak, I believe, participated in that this year. I would see some other brewers probably doing it next year.
Crow Peak, located in Spearfish, was the first South Dakota craft brewery to package and distribute their beers, and they have that special Craft Beer Week beer on tap. Seth says Craft Beer Week is a good excuse to head down to your local brew pub.
Yeah, drag your friends to the pub and say, just try this. It's a week of celebration. It always is kind of the kickoff of summer, too. So, I mean, it's right in kind of the mid part of May. 16th through the 22nd, so we're in the heart of it. It ends on the 22nd. Good reason, just come down, have a beer.
Have a local beer.
More on Craft Beer Week right after this.
It's that time of the year to celebrate beer. So why don't you try something new? I'm willing to bet that you won't regret sampling these handcrafted brews. Craft beer, I stood up and cheered, and everyone joined in my song.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we celebrate American Craft Beer Week, a time to celebrate craft beer and those local breweries who are working hard to bring you fresh, quality beer. There are now over 4,000 breweries in the nation, and Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings says the vast majority are brew pubs and microbreweries.
The microbreweries and picobreweries are ever-growing because every brewery starts by brewing one barrel of beer at one point, you know, and then some breweries jump into it quite quickly. But they're all pretty small when they start, and it's kind of fun to see such a number of them. Every time you grow an industry, there's their own inherent problems, but you know what? The brewers are pretty creative and pretty clever, and we get them all sorted out, making sure that what people get in their glass is what they have come to expect, make sure they understand the ingredients, make sure they understand the process and the passion, and I think people have really kind of enjoyed the journey of craft beer.
So stop by your favorite spot, whether brew pub, bar, or tavern. Ask for a local beer.
Ask the people at the bar that you frequent to have one of the beers they make, or ask if they have a local beer and just celebrate. It's a great time of the year.
Brookings Liquor Store has some great new beers, perfect for Craft Beer Week. Drew Eklund fills us in on the latest draft selection for this week's growler fill.
New on tap from Brickway Brewery out of Omaha, it's Raspberry Hef, 16 cents an ounce. Brickway's Raspberry Hef is a light, sessionable wheat beer with just a hint of raspberry. A great beer for your outdoor activities.
New packaged beer at Brookings Liquor Store includes another barrel-aged gem from Central Waters Brewing out of Wisconsin and a seasonal favorite of mine from Odell.
Cassian Sunset, $13.99 for the four-pack. I was told this is already sold out in Sioux Falls, so grab this highly coveted beer while you still can. This is a barrel-aged stout with flavors of coffee, vanilla, and cinnamon. And I've heard it's just amazing. Also, from Odell, we have Tree Shaker, $12.99 for the 4-pack. This is a seasonal that you'll also want to grab while it's still here. Probably my favorite fruit-forward IPA of all time. You may notice some floaters in this beer, but don't be alarmed. This is just some peach particles that are there for the sake of enhancing the flavor.
Drew says they also have another limited-release brew from Odell.
It's called Prop Culture, $14.99 for the bomber. This one is definitely a sipper. There are over 10 different yeast strains at work here. It seems a little excessive, but it's very complex. Creates a kind of a pineapple, pear, mango, banana, clove, pepper flavor. All sorts of things going on here. It's slightly tart and funky and finishes dry.
Try one of those amazing beers or something tasty from Wooden Legs. Raise your glass and say cheers to the amazing American craft beer brewers. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.